Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
Hey, Paul, you're on WGN Radio. Paul, how are you today?
Good, John.
All right, you know how this works, right?
Sure.
Okay. Cue the music. Question number one. Who's the all-time Bears leading scorer? Who is the all-time Bears leading scorer? Is it A, Robbie Gould, or B, Kevin Butler? If you're not sure of your answer, you can reach out to Steve Bertrand, who covered the Bears for years. Dave Anna just strolled into the house. Oh, my God, this is cheating.
Oh, this isn't fair.
You can get an assist from Dave Ennett or Mary Vandeville.
Oh, I think I'll just
or
go
Steve
home now.
Bertrand.
See ya.
Holy cow.
All right. Dave's here. Hey, Dave.
Yes.
Robbie Gould or
Kevin
Butthead?
Butler.
Robbie Gould.
Robbie Gould is correct. This is cheating. Number two.
Why is it cheating,
John? Did you
notice
how the listener just perked up all of a sudden
know,
when Dave strolled in?
He's so glad he got
it. He wasn't that excited before,
okay,
right?
I'm not going to say a word.
Oh,
it's all yours,
no,
Mary.
No, that's okay. No.
This guy's now
just here to help.
He's gift wrapping his mega hoodie now because he knows he's going to win. The player with the most points who is not a kicker in Bears history is Gale Sayers or Walter Payton? Paul, what do you think?
I was just so I don't have to lean. I mean, I'm going to play for. I was going to say Walter Payton.
Walter Payton is correct.
Correct.
Yeah, he played longer too, right?
Correct.
Yes.
He threw the most passing attempts, the most completions, the most touchdowns, and for the most yards in Bear history. He is Sid Luckman or Jay Cutler. Paul, what do you think?
Jay Cutler.
Jay Cutler is
correct.
Mary, would you have got that one right?
Oh, I would have said him for sure.
Bertrand's first guess was Sid Luckman.
Well,
I thought that
here's
was pretty
the
impressive.
Thing: you have to remember the game changed,
right? The
and
formation.
Sid Luckman's era. You know,
they were
not throwing the ball up and down the field.
Why not?
Because it wasn't the game. The game was they ran.
They didn't know how to throw back then.
Well, but yeah, why wouldn't they?
Never forget the way you thrilled the nation with your T formation.
Yeah, but think about that. It's an interesting point. The ball wasn't that different, and arms have always been arms.
Right. I'm
and
like,
it was
why?
Always in the rules you could do it. Why didn't somebody go, hey, if I run over there, they won't be looking.
Yeah.
Throw me the ball.
Yeah. And then
how hard is that?
We don't have to block as much.
I know, and run into a bunch of guys. Number four.
They were too concussed. They
this bear went to more Pro Bowls than anyone else. 10. Who went to more Pro Bowls than anybody else? And I'll make this a.
Is this a multiple choice?
Well, let's just see how smart the room is. Bertrand, you want to take a guess at this?
I'm going to say that's Urlacher.
How about you, Mary?
Did you say the most blacker? What did you say?
I said most Pro Bowls. This
most Pro
bear.
Bowls. Singletary?
How about you, Dave Anna? What's your guess?
There are about five or six guys on the 85 team I think you could put in there. Walter Payton went to a lot of Pro Bowls.
Paul, what's your guess going to be?
Well, I was going to say Walter Payton.
The correct answer is Mike Singletary.
Okay.
What?
Look at Mary.
Look at me.
See, Mary, you were all upset when I came in.
Well, he was always like the quiet wonder. Singletary.
He got 10.
Never 10.
Nice answer.
Which Bears player has the most tackles of all time? Urlacher or Singletary?
Oh, I'm going to say Urlacher.
Correct answer is Singletary.
Oh no.
The Bears
I would have said Urlacher.
Were
Me too.
Founded. The Bears were founded. The original team was A, from New York, or B, Decatur, Illinois.
Come on,
John. What kind of question is that?
The Bears are actually originally from New York or Decatur.
Well, George Halas played for the New York Yankees. He played right field for the New York Yankees.
The New York Staleys?
But he was from Decatur. No, he wasn't.
What's your guess going to be here, Paul? All of this nonsense not helping you at all.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's. I was going to say that. Hey, Steve Bertrand, just because you know you're, it's a quiet news day.
Is this a sympathy guess? It's Decatur.
You want to go with Decatur?
Yeah, Decatur.
Decatur is
Decatur.
Correct. You all knew that. The Bears game of December 31st, 1988, the Fog Bowl, is notable because a thick fog rolled in off the lake. The game was also notable because, A, it was halted and replayed the next day, or B, it pitted Mike Ditka against his former defensive coordinator, Buddy Ryan. What was significant about that game, Paul, besides the weather?
Didn't they call it?
No, Paul.
No, Paul. No. Hold on. Hold on. 1 second. Excuse me. Sir. Okay. No, it's because Ditka was up against his former defense. That's exactly what it was.
I was working that game, and the fog was so bad at one point I was producing, because Dave used to produce, and I followed Dave. They were going to send me on the sideline to call. There was before there were sideline reporters.
Oh, really? To do play-by-play.
Just to explain what was going on, which would have been the biggest disaster in my professional career.
The announcers were Terry Bradshaw and Vern Lundquist, and I was watching them watch the game on a video clip last night. And they, looking out into the stadium, could not see the field because they were up too high.
Another secret about that day is the news anchor, I won't name him, recorded the halftime newscast late in the morning and then went home for the day.
Oh, without mentioning.
And the fog was not in the
newscast. Wasn't a story.
And it was right at halftime when it just started rolling in.
Did he have a job the next day?
Yeah, he did.
I was there that day. I mean, it was so weird the way it just sort of appeared.
Yeah, it did.
Rolled in off the lake.
Rolled
it was a meteorological phenomenon.
And then it was
phenomenon.
Like you, I mean, you literally couldn't see from the press box at Soldier Field to the field.
Have they ever called a game?
Well, I was at the college football all-star game at Soldier Field in mid-70s. It was the Pittsburgh Steelers, who were the Super Bowl champs, against the college all-stars. And they got hit by thunderstorms and tornadoes. Early in the third quarter, and they ended it. And they never played that game again.
There was a preseason game, too, I think, right against San Diego, maybe. The Bears, that they ended because of a thunderstorm.
Here's one more. I got actually two more for you. Where have the Bears... The correct answer is, Ditka and Buddy Ryan. Where have the Bears played their most games? Where have the Bears played the most games? Soldier Field or Wrigley Field?
Soldier Field,
of course.
No,
the correct answer
is Wrigley Field.
Wrigley Field. Who
it's
knew?
A trick question.
Until 1970.
It's not a trick question. They played their whole existence at Wrigley Field up until
1970.
Okay, 1970 is not...
That was 50 years ago.
Well, 49. That's a long time ago, Dave.
Now I guess it's longer.
I can't believe that as recently as 1970, Wrigley
Field... Are you serious?
Gale Sayers' career was played... Wrigley Field.
Yep.
Who portrayed Bears halfback Brian Piccolo in the 1971 film Brian's Song?
Oh, I know this one.
Mary, go.
I can just say his
name? Yes, you may.
James Caan.
Do you think it's James Caan?
It's James Caan.
It's James Caan. And woo-hoo. Finally, how many championships have the Bears won? A1 or B9?
To define championships.
Well played, sir. Super Bowls won championships.
Well, NFL championships.
NFL championships.
They've only won one Super Bowl. We know that.
All right, I've lost my enthusiasm for this game.
Sorry.
I'm turning the music down. This is not how it's supposed to work.
Why?
Well, because in theory, Mary is a lifeline one time, Bertrand's a lifeline one time, and Dave Ennett would be a lifeline one time.
Oh, so I shouldn't have gotten involved.
But you asked.
And that was in 1986.
Look at that. Well done. You're still going to get the Mega Pros Morning Quiz hoodie. So congratulations.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling. It's sponsored by Mega Pros. They make it fun to get stuff done. I'm glad you called. Thanks for joining us, Paul.